This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
One of the starters to play, however, I didn't want starters to play through a minor anything. So it was more, you know, whether it was regular season, if they could have gone, you know, we didn't even go into that conversation. But it was one of those that it didn't make any sense to risk further setbacks. And I think their bodies will appreciate that little time off.
I think that's kind of the sentiment of the whole league, by the way, Woody, that if you're banged up and you just had that practice in the case of Waddle and you took a shot and he said, hey, I'm a little sore, you're not going to play him. This thing, at the end of the day, we can talk about getting that work in. And I made a big deal. They need to get the work in on short yardage and goal line and run, especially down on the goal line. They got to keep running until we get this thing figured out. Doesn't do any good to go out and draft a 330, 340-pound guy in the second round, and then your top free agent that you bring in is James Daniels. He's 320 pounds and not run the ball inside. So, but saying all that, the most important thing besides getting that work in is being healthy for the opener. And so he kept Waddle out. We knew Tyreek Hill was not going to play, and Waddle didn't play. And it was okay because they got a bunch of other guys. And actually, as a group, I thought the wide receivers played really well. The guys that have a chance to make the team played really well. The Washingtons, our last year draft, wide receiver Washingtons, D. Eskridge. And I got to say, as a comma, Woody, I'm glad you said that. I almost forgot about him this morning. It's the weirdest damn thing I've ever seen. This is fourth year, and this is still going on. He's given us four or five of what he did yesterday. Moments of really good football, usually in preseason, always in preseason. And he did it again. He had a good return, stayed on his feet, was fired up. So can you trust a guy in year four that you haven't been able to trust? Because you haven't played him, so that's not me. That's them. They don't play him, or he's not active, or he's injured, or whatever else he's going through. And I don't know anything else, but.
But you never know when it's going to click, right? When it's all going to come together.
Yeah, but if you haven't been able to trust him the first 3 years, can you trust him in year four?
You never know, man.
Yeah.
You know, the funniest wide receiver thing we ever had down here maybe was the Devontae Parker thing, remember? Guy dealt with injuries forever and ever, and then he has that one, like, half season where he's the best receiver in football.
No, he did. He had a great year. Remember when Stephon Gilmore, he chewed him up in the last game?
No, he was the best receiver in football for a stretch.
I don't know about best, but
he was putting up insane numbers.
Chewed up Buffalo, and I was like, what is going on? Yeah, he did have that one year.
So you never know, like, when it's all going to come together for a guy, right?
Yeah. No. I
don't know if that's a good example.
We had a lot of guys, when they had time to throw the football, we had a lot of guys make made catches yesterday.
Oh, man, Joe. Man. Time to throw the football is going to be – the offensive line is – it's amazing. It's still a concern.
Well,
after as much talk as there's been and everything.
You get Austin Jackson back.
Yeah.
You've got your five guys. The question is how long – we have not done well with five guys. I can't remember last time. It's either been centers, it's been a guard problem, and last year was a tackle problem when you had Teron, and he was, you know, he plays many games, but you knew he was going to miss two or three games, and so you had to get somebody ready to go there, which everybody's raving about Patrick Paul, even the Bears talking about how good he is. That made really good to hear that from talking about everybody and going, hey, that 52, that big cat, he's going to be a really good one. He's going to be good. So that's good to hear. And a lot of nice things said about Jonah as well, the left guard, and our second-round pick and everything with him and his play and the growing pains. And they tried to run behind him. They had a little bit of success yesterday. But that goal line thing and that short yardage thing is real. And, man, I'm sorry. It's hard to finesse around not being able to run between the tackles at some point. Just running wide, you got to, at some point, be able to win some battles and be able to get 1 or 2 yards. You know, right? Third and goal at the 1, third and goal at the 2, third and goal at the 2.5 or 3, and or you get fresh downs down inside the 5. You got to be able to score. Running the football. You have to. So they're working on it, and I had no problem. And if that was a regular season game, and they go 15 plays and they don't score in the opening drive, it is a punch in the gut. It's the most disheartening thing you can have in football. We just chewed up the whole clock. We chewed up most of the first quarter. We had 15 plays, and the score is 0-0. No score. Terrible. Right? You hear that, you're going, hey, you go down there where it's 7. Now, if it's a game, if it's a real game, he would never run the ball 4 straight times. Mike doesn't have it in him to run it 4 straight times. But he was working on it.
I hope you're right.
I'm telling you.
I force that running.
No, he would not do that. He would.
It's just not their identity, right? Like.
Yeah, but how do you change things? I mean, everybody's saying some things got to change, and that's one.
Can you though?
That's one of the biggest problems.
Yeah, it's not going to magically just like, okay, it's going to be better.
It's not magically. You went out and got a guy that you thought was one of the best guards in free agency and one of the best guards in the draft.
They
gave up a lot to get that guy.
Struggle with those things, man. I don't know.
They went out, got two big dudes to go. And part of this is being able to run the football and not just depend on the two guys that didn't play yesterday. So, anyway. Hey, besides all that stuff, we say good morning to everybody out there with the kids going to school.
Good morning to Polk County, by the way. They start school this morning.
Do they really?
Yes.
Did you just get something from them?
I did. Polk County checked in.
We got to start getting educated.
Palm Beach is back in school today.
Hey, I got to tell you, man, when we get to high school football now, I want everybody in Palm Beach to know, because Larry Bluestein, I saw, sent me a text this morning, and I'm going to talk to him today. We're going to get our high school football stuff going again. And we're getting Palm Beach this year, yeah. Now that we have the signal, and we cover all of Palm Beach, even north of Jupiter. We're going to be doing our top 10, our top teams, and for the first time, Palm Beach's best teams will be in there. Private and public schools, we'll be talking about them.
Nice.
So Jack Daniels up there, our guy, old Dwyer coach, still got great teams up there at his new location. We'll be hitting everybody. So looking forward to that, man, and having the whole Palm Beach County up there as a sports station. And having that signal is great. I'm really excited about it at this point. I am really, really excited to know we're getting ready to start football season and that we can cover Palm Beach. I just really, really excited about this taking place. Hey, by the way, we've got a lot of other stuff. I said the Marlins, well, I'll tell you what, I did not see. Woody, so much for getting back to 500. The Braves, who have struggled, had all their lot of problems, injuries, and mostly injuries. They Marlins play the Braves 5 times and lose 4 of them, including a doubleheader. Those hurt, losing 2 games in 1 day. and then finish up the series yesterday with a 7-1 loss. They've got Cleveland and Boston coming up here the next six games before coming back home. And then on top of all of that, we are just a couple of weeks away from Notre Dame. What's that, less than 3 weeks now?
Yes, it is, less than three
Notre
weeks.
Dame and Miami.
That ought to be good.
At Hard Rock. And if that's not enough, the Gators are coming down here a few weeks later. Good God.
That, one game at a time, Joe.
I know, one at a time.
We're close enough where we can say that now, right?
So I did love the reaction, and I'm now an old pro about all these preseason games and how you read into your team playing. It's got to be your team. I can't imagine too many people care about too many other things. I'll tell you the other story I cared about, and I watched to start the game, was Jacksonville. I wanted to see.
Yeah.
Wanted to see. He played both.
He did.
Did a little bit both
kinda
ways.
Quiet. But
yeah, not quiet, but.
By the way, someone just texted in. I didn't know. I don't think they knew you were going to mention Jacksonville, but Duval County is starting today. Their school.
So it's just Dade's a few days behind, basically.
I guess. Yeah. Marion County, Ocala starts school today. Someone just checked in from the 352.
Hey, man.
Can't, you're everywhere, bro. You're spreading.
Hey, you can't go to Gainesville without Ocala. Got to go by Ocala and see all those horses out there, bro. You ever seen all those ranches, horse farms up there on the way?
No. I don't
oh, my God, Woody.
Much.
One of the most impressive. I always go, one day I'm going to stop and just drive up there to see. They're unbelievable. And by the way, those aren't the horses that are out by me and Davey, the plow horses.
Mm-hmm.
Or the kids' horses and that they have and they can ride on the weekends and stuff, you know, get a. And we got horse trails all over Davie where you can go. These are expensive ones, man. These are ones they're selling to race and get ready to go, man. So, yeah, we love Ocala, man. We definitely love Ocala. We getting all caught up here this morning. Bears and Dolphins 24-24 with a chippy practice before. I want to get into some of that stuff because I had the Bears coaches come up to me yesterday. Of course, obviously, some of the guys that I'm familiar with that are on our coaching staff at one point. And they go, man, it's the weirdest thing. What happened? We didn't think we did anything wrong. We're playing physical football, and yet we read our writers, and they're saying, hey, it was great to see the Bears dominate, especially defensively, getting after it with physical football. And the Dolphins writers are going, man, it was chippy, it was dirty. Those weren't the rules that were set up. You were supposed to tackle high but not take guys to the ground. There are a couple of cheap shots taken. Hey, man, if you go out and you tell your guys you need to be physical, they're going to make sure they're a lot closer to taking a guy down than they are to just grabbing a guy and maybe gets away or something. So you got a chippy practice, a lot of guys pissed off. During the practice, this is what you get. It was so bad, two linebackers for the Dolphins even had to, you see, they did an apology with the whole thing. Everything got out, and they got up and did an apology. And
yes. I
don't know if I've ever seen that one, by the way.
You never apologized like that?
No, I've never seen, like, Jordan Brooks and Tyrell Dotson get in front of the room and.
Yeah, hug it out.
Say, hey, man, this is brothers. We had a disagreement about things that were going on the field. And
do you ever have any fights amongst teammates?
No. Pushing and shoving, but I would have got my ass kicked by most of the guys I played with.
No, not you personally. I say your teams.
Yes. I had guys that didn't like each other on our team.
Yeah?
Yes. Matter of fact.
Like personal stuff? Or
yeah, no, they didn't like each other. Their personalities. Okay. You get every so often, guys can't suck it up about how they feel about each other.
Really?
And they fight. I got a great story for you about that, but we got to go to break now.
I'd love to hear this.
No. We got a linebacker and a guard that just hated each other every day. And it was like, it's going to happen again. And sure enough, it was just amazing. He could not get along. You get guys on teams that just, like, hey, we're going out. And they'll go, is such and such going? You go, yeah, he's going to be there. I'm not going. I can't stand him. I hate playing with him. No, you're going to get guys who just don't like each other.
Yeah.
We had two guys in the receiver room did not like each other. Did not
really
like each other. Never helped. Played together, but never helped each other. And little jabs were constantly taken. It was amazing. Yeah. I know now everybody's going to try to figure out who it is.
If they guess it right, will you tell us?
No. Because one guy probably wouldn't be happy I did that. Baptist Health South Florida, though, man, let's talk about sports-related injuries. One, you're going to get Woody here pretty soon when you're active again and out there playing with Leon. Hell, you know what? Don't worry about it. We got a great sports medicine program now, down here for everybody. Baptist Health South Florida has one of the top sports medicine programs in the country, top 50 in the country. You know how you get top 50 program? You take care of a lot of teams. They do. Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU. You go out and get the top specialist for every part of the body. This can't just be a knee and shoulder. No, it can't be. It's got to be everything. And they do. They've got specialists for the knee, any kind of problem with your knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles, specialists for every part of the body. So when you're active and competitive and get injured, because you will get injured, it's nice to know they have all these great doctors ready to take care of all of us. And you start talking about the great facilities like Doctors Hospital and Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility in 595 and Pine Island Implantation. We got you covered, man. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One go every day. It's about getting you and everybody else healthy back out playing the sports you love the most.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody as we continue on here on a Monday. Flew back late last night, and team's already in Detroit getting ready for a couple of practices. And I would just say to all those Dolphin players, Dan Campbell is going to get after it in those practices up there and the preseason game. He is... If you watch the Dan Campbell story, he gets after it in practice. So this will be an interesting one. We just saw his coach, his offensive coordinator a year ago, Ben Johnson, and how he's practicing. This one will be really interesting to see how this goes this week. And they need this work, man. They do. Mike said it. Hey, we need the work and get into it. 24-24 Bears and Finns tie. Had a chippy practice with them a couple of days before. And then everything you got, the good and the bad. There were good plays and bad plays in the fourth quarter. Look like this is what happens when the guys at the end of the 90-man roster play a lot of football. It gets ugly. Penalties, injuries, just a lot of ugly stuff happened. It was a long fourth quarter. If you turned it off, I completely understand. If you said, hey, three quarters is enough or half, I get it. No problem. I do understand. So anyway, there were guys, and it really depends on our riders and who their favorites are. We're going to have Omar Kelly join us, and Omar's up there. We'll talk to him and get his take on everything. But to me, the problems didn't just go away. We're hoping, and the Dolphins are hoping, the system, the experience, the more they play, the more comfortable they'll get and be able to handle it, especially at the cornerback position and the depth of the offensive line. Right now, this is a weird one. I wanted to say this about the cornerback position, and I think Ethan Bonner and Storm Duck are your two best corners. Now, people are going to go, what? I believe they trust those guys to play the game the right way and make plays. Those two, I think Jack Jones has a ton of talent. Makes a great play yesterday, Woody. I thought he had an interview, and I saw he mugged the guy the whole way down the field. So they call a penalty. Called back. Interception called back. But he's got – Jack Jones got unbelievable. Like, you got to keep him short of him going knucklehead on us this next couple weeks and doing something stupid. He should be one of those cornerbacks as well. Should get one of those jobs. But again – and then this offensive line, I know we're talking about the quarterbacks, and some of it, you're right. The quarterbacks had time to throw. There were plays to be made that should have been made with Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers. And Zach was in the pocket. I thought he had time to throw the football, and he didn't, and he took sacks. And to me, that's 100% on him. Now, he could say, well, my guys weren't open. I didn't want to throw it. Or I guess he said he went through all his reads across the field. But you also got to realize clock's running in your head. You're going to get hit, especially if you're sitting in the middle of that pocket. They're going after you.
Now, the weirdest thing, though, with Wilson was how poorly he throws the ball when he's not able to step into it.
Yeah. You're right.
Like, I don't know if it's an arm strength deal or he's just
frazzled
back there or whatever, but
so
man, oh man.
He's got
it.
You know
strange.
He's got a strong arm because he's got strongest arm on the team.
When he steps into it, he does.
But he missed two throws, including one that to Tanner Connor, that is a touchdown. You got to get it out there to him, and he underthrew it badly.
I don't know why I was expecting it to be that much better with the quarterbacks, but...
Well, because they've had...
Zach Wilson's bounced around, man. Like, there's a reason, right?
Well...
Mike was going to fix him in a week, but...
Mike thinks he's going to fix him, and he still does.
Hey, he fixed Tua.
And then on top of that, the love affair with Quinn Ewers. I think everybody took a step back yesterday on that.
Yes.
Again, he's been great in camp. Like I said yesterday, go look at East... Went out every time. I don't know if it's just every time I'm out there, he looks really good. And I go, wow, who made that throw? And I go, Quinn Ewers again. But in a game where live bullets are flying and you're going to get tackled, they don't let you make the throw and your guys are getting covered and they throw in a blitz or a guy gets beat, things change. And it's no longer just sit back there in a practice where no matter what, even a guy gets beat, nobody touches you. That's now done in a preseason game. I think you need to see that too, by the way. I think we're talking about you got to see short yardage and goal line live. You can't just do that. Stay high, stay high. We can't do that. It's got to be all out scratching and clawing and getting it figured out. Every guy in that offensive line that was in for any of those goal line situations knows what this team has been through. Everything has been clear. So you want to throw in all the narratives, that's another one. And that's one you can work on right now. You can't work on how you play late in the year. Well, you can. Part of this is this. But you got to be able to run the ball between the tackles. If you're finesse and you're going out and getting two physical guys to add to your offensive line at guards, and you're still saying you can't run the ball, we got a problem. We got a problem, and that's why they're saying the same thing. Like, look at, we went out and spent a lot of money, and we moved up in the draft and gave up a lot of draft picks to get you two guys. And one of the reasons, the number one reason we brought you in is run blocking. So we could get first downs on third and one or third and two at the 40-yard line or down on the goal line once you get inside the five. You don't want to be forced to bounce it outside and throw screen passes and all the other things, or you want to be able to line up and get a couple yards. Second and goal at the two. Second and goal at the three. First and goal at the five. You want to be able to run it. I think you got to practice it in these practices. So they didn't get it yesterday. It's okay. You can't give up on it. Hey, last thing you can do is go, all right, didn't work yesterday. We tried it seven or eight. We had seven or eight plays, and they didn't work. We're getting away from it, guys. Forget it. We're going back to last year. Let's get our pass protection ready to go. We can't run the ball when we get down there. No, you got to be able to run it for first down to keep drives going, and you got to score touchdowns, man. And by the way, we did end up getting some touchdowns from all the guys yesterday. Actually, what, three different guys had a touchdown down there on the goal line. But you got to keep getting better at it and open holes and figure a way to get. This is not about getting 5 yards or a 6 yard run. It's about getting enough of a hole to get in the end zone. From 2 yards out, 3 yards out, you have to be able to do it. And yesterday is the start. Okay, didn't work as well as they wanted, especially on that first drive. We're coming back, fellas. We're going to do it again. We got Detroit. We're going to try to do it again. Get after them now. So anyway, that's one of the things needs to be fixed that you can work on. But if you think they're coming back to run the same offense, then what are we doing going out making our most expensive veteran free agent a guard and going out and drafting a guy 37 overall and moving up and giving up picks? Picks that people are still screaming, we needed cornerbacks. How can we give up those guys, man? We needed young cornerbacks to draft. They thought this guy's going to be, and they believe this guy's going to be, Butch thinks on this first hand, this not second hand, Butch thinks he's going to be really friggin' good. But we need more depth at this position, getting back to the original part of this whole thing. And I don't know if we have the guys or not. I thought a guy that really struggled yesterday, and I'm not picking on any one guy, he's been around, we got to see something. By the way, the guy's been around 3 or 4 years that aren't getting it done right now. We can't keep him on the roster. You got to start over. At some point, Adam Gase did it one time. We laugh about it. Remember the day, Woody, Adam Gase went in and said, ask the O-line coach, can these guys play? They've been around. We try them. They're in, they're out. And the O-line coach, he goes, I need in front of the staff, can those guys on the offensive line play? And they go, no. He cut three guys. If these guys can't play, Keon Smith got to play guard and tackle yesterday. Didn't look good. Keon Smith, this is his fifth year. He was on IR last year. Woody, 5 years? No longer want to hear about potential in 5 years. If he can't do it the next week or two, then go find something else to be a seventh or eighth or ninth offensive lineman. I'm not picking on Keon. But we haven't seen anything out of Keon. He's been here. He made a lot of money. You do minimum wage for veteran players. We've set him up for a nice start in life. But he looks the part. He's quick coming off the ball, but it's not turning into being a good lineman. And I'm not just picking on one guy. There's some other guys in that list, too, that I'm not sure will ever be able to play.
Texter said, Joe admitted the Dolphins were bullied at practice on Friday. Nothing has changed.
What? We didn't get bullied. We didn't get bullied. We got beat on one side of the ball, yes, the offensive line. But the defensive line beat them up pretty good. So before you start this, like, fifth grade stuff, the fifth grade, Joe's admitted. First of all, I don't need some guy to tell me what I admitted. I'm telling you what I know.
Trying to turn you, Joe.
Defensive lines both beat up the offensive side of the ball. Both sides got after.
Someone said, give Joe Rose the Iron Man Award. Travel and still up for the start of the show. Love that.
Boy, it was a little rough getting up this morning, Woody.
Yeah.
I had a family full of people who wanted to talk when I got home, and I go 11:45, 12.
Really, was that late?
Yeah. And everybody's awake.
Everything go well on the flight home, though? Is okay?
Yeah.
Good.
By the way, good experience with Southwest.
Really?
I'm trying them all right now. So
we're them all?
So Jimmy and I are flying back. Mm-hmm. We're not staying the whole time with the team. And so I have stuff to do. I want to get stuff done before we get going here, station and some other stuff, without getting into all my business.
Well, you don't need to spend a week in Detroit.
But, so we'll go back towards the end of the week, and we got a Saturday game this time. Then we got a game following Saturday at home. We're home for a couple weeks. I have great appreciation for home games right now. Today I have great appreciation for home games.
You did okay. You got a seat and everything. Don't they do, like, the boarding groups where they're just a free-for-all?
Can't beat 1-6.
Okay. All right.
Can't beat right there, number six in the line.
Nice. You guys got there early, or that's
got there
where the
early.
Group was?
Got
or?
There early enough to have a beer and a sandwich.
Did you? Are you a beer in the airport guy?
I was because Jimmy was. Jimmy wanted a beer.
All right.
So, hell, I can
only
drink
one,
beer.
Though, right? Because we don't need one of those incidents where you're drunk on the plane. And
I've never done that, bro.
No, I'm not saying you did, but we saw
never.
A lot of. We've seen a lot of those lately.
Yes, but.
People have a few too many.
Not my thing.
They start becoming a distraction to the.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what we got to go to break here, Woody. We're dragging here a little bit, and
we got some headlines, by the way.
All right, can't wait.
Did you see what happened in NASCAR by any chance?
No.
Oh boy.
Well, that's a tease. Yeah. Don't tease me, bro. Hey, Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah, the partners of Cohn and Judah Injury Law Firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation. I got so many good things to say about them because they are my friends. So I got to start with that. They are my friends. But I also know that if I ever have a problem, a slip and fall, or a car accident, or anything else, I'm going right to Harvey and Gary. Because first of all, I know they're going to handle my case. It's not going to be anybody else. And by the way, not just mine, they're going to handle yours. The same partners who handle your case from start to finish. So I want to tell you something else about them. More than 30 years of experience each. And people go, well, yes, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million-dollar results, working on some big boys right now, and small enough just to call you back. The personal touch is what you should get no matter what law firm you choose. And I can tell you, they're compassionate, they're understanding, they're caring. They are good, good guys. Great communication skills. I think those things are really important, and great results, obviously, the most important thing. But I want to let you know this about Cohn and Judah. I want you to go to CohnandJudah.com and read the reviews of what people are saying about them. They're saying some great stuff. I love it. Made us feel like we were their only client. You know, it's one thing to see somebody doing, and I'm not calling anybody else out because I'm not going to get into it with other law firms. But you do all these commercials, and I find out you don't try cases. You're just a face for the case. In front of the camera, and you hand it off to other attorneys that don't have a lot of experience, and they have more than one, then they don't call you back. I'm going to Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah if that happens to me. If you're not happy where you are, go to CohnandJudah.com and tell me you don't see a big difference. 866-FAIR-FEE. And remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. Waiting for the old mic to come on. What do you got for us today, bud?
That video we showed you.
Unbelievable. I never seen anything like that. What a great tease.
So we'll get to that one in just a second here, Joe. But first wanted to get you some baseball here. And did you happen to see who got their 40th home run? Ooh, Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani.
Keeps knocking him out of the park, man. He had his 40th on Saturday night. This is just an incredible run here, Joe, that he is. He's been. He's not going to go 50-50 this year. He's only got like a few stolen bases.
He's the best player in baseball.
Oh, yeah. Not even
it's
close.
Not even close. Yes.
No, not
I was going to let close. You add that, yeah.
Four times now he's gotten to this mark here. Third straight season and seems to be the overwhelming lock to win the MVP.
He's throwing 100-mile-an-hour fastballs, too.
I know. Well, you didn't want him to pitch.
I don't think it's smart, but no. Might as well. Might as well enjoy it while he's doing it. I'm going to watch.
All right, so you want to go NASCAR or Jordan Hudson?
Either one. I like them both. Make sure you get them both in. Go ahead.
All right, NASCAR, Joe. You just saw the video. Connor Zilich is the driver here. And he's one of the best young drivers in NASCAR. Won a race on Saturday. And now, unfortunately, he got pretty badly hurt.
Celebrating.
So you can't laugh at the video. But he tries to, like, you know, they get out of the car. They try to stand up on the roof of the car or whatever and celebrate.
Yeah, right
he
from the window
caught.
Out.
Yeah, his foot got caught in something, and he swung down and just smashed into the ground. He broke his collarbone, and he was knocked out. They had to bring stretchers out there.
I didn't realize he got knocked out, too.
Oh, yeah, it was the whole deal, man. The whole deal, yep. People were very concerned.
I shouldn't laugh either then. I did chuckle a little bit. Now it's not so funny.
Well, when we
died.
Talk about, we do this every once in a while, we talk about guys getting injured celebrating. This is up there with the worst I've ever seen. This is like the field goal guy, you know, jumping up and blowing out his knee.
No, this is bad.
This was horrific.
No, it's bad. What else you got?
All right.
Well, yeah, I don't know what you want me to say.
I don't know. I was just waiting.
So sometimes you want me like something that's not like you shouldn't laugh at.
This one
you did this
at.
With the whole sex toys with the WNBA to try to get a reaction. I mean, you're trying to do it again.
That's all we try to do is get a reaction.
That's
Joe.
Good.
All right, Jordan Hudson. Did you hear about this one?
I haven't heard anything.
She cold called a podcast host.
I did hear that.
So a couple of girls who do a podcast, and they said that the girl said that Hudson called her, beginning the call, announcing herself as, quote, the president of your universe, went on to basically say that she is the Taylor Swift's got this famous PR person.
Yeah.
She said that she is that to Bill Belichick.
Uh-oh.
That she is like the PR guru for Bill Belichick and how great of a job she's doing.
They don't actually have sound of that. That's just
No. So there's no sound. I don't think there's any sound of the call because I think the call happened like off. Like she said it was just a random phone call.
You love this because you're not a big fan of hers, right? You think she's just controlling him like a puppet.
No, I, to be honest, enjoy all this stuff. I think it's great.
I thought maybe she'd take a little humble pie and take a step back, but she she could be, screw you, man. I'm running his show and I'm not stopping. I got him.
Well, she's got to defend her good name while, you know, she's waiting for him to die.
That's terrible.
Or whatever it is she's doing.
Woody, you're a little cold. Come on, man.
What do you think she's doing, Joe?
Woody.
She sees the long term.
If you think the two assistant coaches, better known as his two sons.
Yeah.
And his daughter-in-law.
Are fans of hers.
And by the way, he's very close to his daughter, who's a coach.
Yeah.
If you think they're going to sit back and let this 24-year-old jump into the game and take his $200 million, which, by the way, they say that's what he's worth.
Good chunk of change, yeah.
$200 million. Bill Belichick has made some friggin' money.
She's done well for herself financially already, though, in this arrangement. I just want to make sure you know that.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know she's got the real estate going for her.
She did sneak that out. By the way, don't think that didn't go unnoticed
yeah.
by the family.
Yeah, you think?
I would love to be at that function after the year, and Bill goes, all right, we're having a holiday together. Jordan and I want to invite you, and they're like, we're not coming. We're not doing that.
All right, and one more for you here, Joe, just in case golf doesn't suck enough. We have a possible next match. You know, the match out in Vegas?
Wait. Hold on, bro.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm very down on the golfers after watching Happy Gilmore, too, so.
Wait a sec. Why do golfers suck? Because they can do something you can't do? Like play well?
Well, a lot of people can't, but.
Go ahead.
Can I get to this new match here that we possibly
have? Always ripping
Joe?
These guys, man.
So the Backstreet Boys are hanging out in Vegas. They're doing their show at the Sphere.
Yeah.
So they were out, I guess, on the Wynn course, and they challenged NSYNC to a golf tournament. And the guy who created the match, I guess, is like saying that this, you know, something that they could be interested in here moving forward.
Oh, God.
We could have a
pass.
NSYNC taking on the Backstreet Boys.
Pass.
I know Timberlake golf, so I don't know about the rest of them, but.
I got to tell you, man, I got great respect for those guys on the PGA Tour that play. Woody, you know how this deal works. You don't make the cut, you don't get paid. Now, I know a lot of them, not everybody's got sponsors, but you got to earn your check every week. That's not every sport's like that.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, Friday, you don't make the cut, you go home, and you lose money. Because nobody gets any money. You got to pay your caddy and your expenses. Come on, man. Yeah, that didn't buy. All right. That didn't work for you. 8 o'clock hour is coming up here, Woody. Tommy Fleetwood, by the way, just cannot close out a Sunday. Tommy Fleetwood looks like the nicest guy on tour. Am I right? Anybody out there? Tommy Fleetwood comes across as like everybody from one side of the ocean to the other loves Tommy Fleetwood. He cannot win a PGA event. He had the lead again yesterday. He's got 29 top fives on the PGA Tour and has not won. Yesterday, had the lead again and couldn't close it out. Did not get the win. But he just seems like such a good dude, man. It's like everybody's rooting for him, but he's that guy. Has not won. He's now the 15th best player in the world, and he cannot close out a PGA event. Atlantic Men's Clinic. Maybe that's where he needs to go, man. I tell you right now, you live for great results. Your energy level's not where it should be. Don't feel as good, man. Well, if you're tired all the time, you have noticed you're getting lazy. And by the way, when you're not active, you know what happens. You eat the same amount of food, you gain weight. That's the way it works. And then you're sitting on that couch all the time. You can't even stay awake to watch movies. Your energy level is shot on the weekends. You're telling your wife, hey, can we do something next weekend? I am so tired. Hey, whatever it is, it's getting you down. Like low T or ED, your sex drive is gone too. Every man's going to go through this. That's the most important message. So don't be embarrassed when I say I had it and you're going to have it or you have it right now and somebody's going to find out about it. For some reason, men are always embarrassed to go, man, I know I have low T and ED, but there's nothing I can do about it. Yes, you can. You can go to Atlantic Men's Clinic and get great results fast. Atlantic Men's Clinic knocks out ED and low T. And I want to let you know, whether you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, or 70s, that's right. We got people that go to one of our seven locations. We got men in their 40s that go every week, are on the program, and getting great results. The T, the PSA test, that's what you get when you come in and set up that first appointment. You meet with their professionals. When you set up that appointment, we got the whole team ready to go for you, man. They sit down, they explain everything to you, and get you on a program. You got to decide if you want to do it. But if you're going down there to have the appointment, I'm guessing you do. It's still important to you to feel better and to be able to chase that little lady years around. Seven locations in South Florida to serve you. Brand new in Hollywood and unbelievable work being done there too. 877-455-7300. It's AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Get more information. It's football season, man. Start feeling better. Get out to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Get set up on the program. It works.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.